Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the High Court, is dead. He died in his sleep of natural causes at the age of 79. President Obama said he had a brilliant legal mind and that he influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students. Mr. Obama went on to say that he would be fulfilling his constitutional responsibility and will nominate a replacement for Justice Scalia.
Now, there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life, and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor for Justice Scalia in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the crisis in Syria has reached a turning point, and decision made in the future and near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices later on. Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Secretary Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end of violence in Syria. Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria Saturday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling had targeted a former military airbase near the Turkish border and a village captured from rebel forces by the YPG militia. This is VOA News.